Well, greetings in Jesus, and welcome to Highways and Byways for October 2005. This is your host and Highway Minister, Wyatt Timmons. I am delighted that a copy of the CD has found its way into your CD player. Whether it's your first Highways and Byways CD that you've ever listened to, or if you're a regular monthly subscriber, either way, you're in for a real musical treat this month, because that's the focus this time around. We normally get to hear 5 or 6 songs sandwiched in between all the regular segments that make up this monthly CD audio magazine. But our evolution versus creation debate from Ken Ham, the road signs segment with Pastors Hank and Mary Nuwola, our gospel comedy segments, and yes, even the end time reports from yours truly will be back next month. All of these give way to a spotlight on as many indie artists as we can squeeze onto the CD. Now, I won't even come close to featuring all of the artists that we spin from month to month. That'd take the rest of the volumes of Highways and Byways to the end of this year and, well, next year too. You know, some folks have a narrow or limited view of what Christian music ought to sound like. If it has too much of a beat, if the guitar is too distorted, they can't imagine how God could use such a style of music to bring a positive, biblical message to anyone. On the other hand, some folks will fall asleep if they hear a slow, quiet, worshipful song. And they can't imagine how anyone could get anything out of that style of music. The truth is, God loves the variety and individuality of His favorite creation, people. And He delights in every genuine expression of love towards Him, every musical genre under the sun that speaks out the truth of His Word. For instance, did you know that some of the hymns that are sung in churches all across America on a Sunday morning are old barroom melodies that have had new, godly lyrics written in place of the secular words? Well, just look into the origins of some of Wesley's hymns sometime if you find this hard to believe. So I'm going to try to spin as many different styles of good Christian music that I can. That means there's bound to be some that you'll like a lot, some that just aren't your cup of tea. But that's okay. Just push the track selection button and move on. Well, having said that, it's time for Church Out of the Box. Once again, welcome to Highways and Byways for October, my friend. I pray that what we've prepared blesses you many times, many ways. Let's start with a song that talks about all God really wants from us. The group is Adora, and the song is called All You Wanted.
It's true. Hold it all you
This next group is a trio out of Nashville, Tennessee that has already traveled to different parts of the world, even without a major recording label. They call themselves Two or More, and their key verse for the group is from Matthew 18:20. There it says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be also." Well, they have one rule of thumb for the music that they write. It must have a scriptural basis, or they aren't interested in it. Good for them. Here's Two or More with Get It Right.
We are not promised air tomorrow, not even the rest of today. All we have is here and now. In a minute it could be too late. Do you know where you're going? Have you settled everything with the Lord? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Get it right with God before it's too late. You gotta give it control of your us. If we seem a little urgent, we feel like we're in the last days. We don't want to miss a chance to spread the gospel in this place. We believe everything that he promised. We are telling everybody we know.
And I'm telling you,
Jesus Christ is coming.
My bags are packed, I'm ready.
Ready to go.
How would you define religion? Going to church? Reading the Bible? Telling other people how to live? Or maybe just being a good person yourself? Well, to do all these things, they're all religious acts. But here's what God says true religion is all about from the book of James, chapter 1. If a person thinks that he's religious but can't control his tongue, he's fooling himself. That person's religion is worthless. Pure, unstained religion, according to God our Father, is to take care of orphans and widows when they suffer, and to remain uncorrupted by this world. Again, all of these things are religious acts, my friend, but none of them will get you into heaven without a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe, Jesus Christ. The next artist you're going to hear from is Jimmy Bratcher. He's a blues man out of Kansas City, Missouri, and one of my favorite indie artists. Partly because he's just that good, partly because while he could go totally commercial anytime he wanted to and make serious money, he chooses to devote his life and music along with his wife Sherry, as they share how Jesus saved their broken, drug-addicted marriage and restored them to something more than just religion. This song is off of his new album titled Red, which should be released sometime this month. So this is a sneak preview of what to expect off of this album as we listen to a song he calls Bad Religion. Here's blues man and Reverend Jimmy Bratcher.
Mm-hmm. done. Well, it messed up my mind and made me feel so mean. Drove everybody crazy, made them want to scream. Well, my words, they cut short like a deep incision. I was killing my friends with my bad religion. When I lose that talking on my television, some mean old preacher with his bad religion. Why's he yelling and screaming, getting red in the face?
Now here's a combination you don't find very often. What am I saying? Here's a combination you'll never find anywhere else. How about a world-class windsurfer, a wife, and a mother who's traveled and competed everywhere in the world that wind and water are found, and a wonderful indie artist with a country flavor that loves Jesus to round it all out? Well, her name is Kelby Bruno, and her song is More of You.
Losing my way home. I spent too many years divided.
so much of today's music is heavy on the production end. What one can do, even in a modest home studio, what with special effects and computer enhancements, makes it easy to forget how nice the purity of a guitar and maybe another supporting instrument layered underneath a nice vocal line can be. Bruce King is not only a critically acclaimed New York stage actor, he's also a Christian folk artist who can pull this kind of music off. In fact, his debut album was titled Catch Me With Your Grace, and it's full of just this kind of music. Here's a song from that album called Carry Me Through This Life.
As I'm walking down that fine line, I get distracted by the wild, wandering off into my dark mind, just like a child. With a tendency to pursue self, it's my favorite way to feel, till I finally ask for God's help, back on the trail. Don't let me go my own way, 'cause you have got a better plan, no, to make my joy complete. Pick me up with loving hands and carry me through this life. Carry me through this life. Ending up in dead end alleys, acting like I'd never heard. The Bible warned me of those valleys, there in the Word. I get a spirit inclination to get down upon my knees in the filth of my creation, begging him please. Don't let me go my own way, 'cause you have got a better plan, oh, to make my joy complete. Pick me up with loving hands and carry me through this life. Carry me through this life. Go my own way, 'cause you have got a better plan, oh, to make my joy complete. Pick me up with loving hands and carry me. Won't you carry me? Lord, please carry me.
Okay, Mr. Smith, let's take a look at what you're doing for the long term.
Okay, let's see. I have several mutual funds, a few T-bills, CDs, and a sizable amount of gold.
Oh, I'm talking about the long term.
Oh, definitely. I won't be touching this stuff till retirement.
I mean the long term.
The long term.
After retirement?
What's after retirement?
A very long term.
Oh.
What investments have you made for that period of your life?
What do you mean?
The Bible says not to put our hope in wealth, but to put our hope in God. You see, we lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven by being rich in good deeds and generous and willing to share. So how are you investing for the long term?
Well, I hadn't thought much past my own death.
Mr. Smith, people don't die. Only bodies die. You'll be around for a long time after your death. Now is the time to plan ahead.
That was Marvin King with Praise His Holy Name. Here's Ken Holloway with Hoedown.
Well, I was living for the nightlife, lost in the bright lights, thinking that this world was my home. Then I met a man who told me that he'd be glad to show me how to straighten up and save my soul. Well, I don't know when I'm going, but I'm ready to go. Why, the sun is always shining and the streets are pure gold. Let me tell you, brother, what sounds like heaven to me. I hope heaven has a hoedown, dance and shout and kind of throw down. I hope it's just beyond the pearly gates, there's twin fiddles and a sawdust stage. I hope it's somewhere up in heaven I can find an old guitar. I'll be singing thank you, Lord, for saving honky-tonk hearts. On the day I'm glory bound, I hope heaven has a hoedown. Far-fetched, but I bet you yet the angels love a steel guitar. We're gonna have a celebration full of singing and a praise, and we'll be two-stepping through the stars. I hope heaven has a hoedown, dance a shout and kind of throw down. I hope it just beyond the pearly gates, there's twin fiddles and a sawdust stage. I hope it's somewhere up in heaven I can find an old guitar. I'll be singing thank you, Lord, for saving honky-tonk hearts. On the day I'm glory bound, I hope heaven has a hoedown. Yeah, on the day I'm glory bound, I hope heaven has a hoedown. I hope they let me sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Yeah, on the day I'm glory bound, I hope heaven has a hoedown.
Amazing Alan, dog scene, take one.
Guys?
Yes, Alan.
Well, let me get this straight. I wear this cat costume with the word sin printed across it, and I say, God hates sin.
That's right, Alan.
Is this safe?
Is what safe?
Well, the part where I crawl into this cage of large Alaskan wolfhounds and meow like a cat.
I think you're missing the point, Alan.
Oh, yeah, right. God hates sinners.
No, God hates the sin in our lives. It's the sin or rebellion against him that separates us from God. God loves the sinner, Alan.
He does?
Yes, that's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross, to pay the price for our sin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, take one and action.
God hates sin.
Nice, doggy.
God really hates sin. Back, back, back. Okay, guys, I'm done. Get me out of here.
Alan, you're not meowing.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-52-FUNNY at lifelinepro.com.
Here's Adam Cates with a song he calls Honest.
Where my heart was traveling, just how long it's been since I was honest with you. Figured you'd written me off, packed your bags, counted your losses, said goodbye, walked into the black, gathered up the pieces of your heart and took them. That's what I would have done. People get hurt every day, so they run and say they'll live to love another day. That's why you don't make any sense, 'cause your love forgives, reaches out and forgets.
Every month I need to take a few minutes to let folks know about a few things our regular listeners and subscribers already know. Highways and Byways is only one branch of outreach under the covering of House of Prayer Ministries. My wife Gail is a prayer warrior and intercessor, and she heads up our prayer and intercession department. I support her in that. We believe with all of our heart and mind that prayer changes things. We experience the wonderful solutions that Daddy provides as we talk with Him and trust Him for that perfect remedy that only He can provide. If you have a prayer concern, we are just childlike enough in our faith to believe that God will show Himself strong and able to bring that just right answer for your heart's concern. To this end, we want to encourage you to use the 24-hour voicemail line that you'll find listed on the front of the CD. You could also use email or just send us good old-fashioned snail mail. Any way you look at it, we'd love to be able to pray and believe God for that remedy in your life. We've also received some confidential prayer concerns over the last year and a half, and we always honor these kind of requests. In addition to those prayer needs, a spiritual kind of question for us to answer, a word of encouragement to share with others, a favorite passage of Scripture. All of these are excellent reasons to contact us, and we can add them to a future Highways and Byways. And then finally, another excellent reason to contact us is to request to be added to our monthly mailing list so that Highways and Byways comes directly to your address each month. We ask folks to prayerfully consider a subscription donation of $3 per month or $36 for a year, as most folks do. Now, this is as close to asking for money for ourselves as we're comfortable with. If you'd like to subscribe, but the $3 is a hardship for you, all we ask is that you let us know that this is your situation. If you let us know this, we'll send Highways and Byways out to you just the same. Now, here's how that happens. When a person subscribes to Highways and Byways, the $3 per month that they provide us actually makes it possible for two additional CDs to be created, and then we add those CDs to the base number that Gail and I sponsor as part of our offering to the Lord each month. I've been so encouraged lately by the increased numbers of subscribers. I really didn't need any extra incentive to want to get back in from my deliveries, out of my truck, and home to my wife at the end of each week. But I am so pleased to be meeting new folks through this audio magazine. Folks that share the same love for God that I do, and a little bit of that out-of-the-ordinary approach to the things of God. I would love to see your request in our mailbox next week when I get in off the road. It's just icing on the cake for me, and I'll be looking forward to meeting you as well through your letters, your emails, or your phone calls. Coming up next is a group by the name of Three for One. They bring a level of energy to a song that, well, it makes you tap your toe, even if Southern Gospel isn't your first or your second choice of styles. The song is called I Am Going, and when I listen to it, I always ask myself if I'm as excited about heaven as these three are. We should be, you know. It's great to enjoy life in these temporary homes that our soul, our very spirit dwells in, but what about after the body calls it quits and the soul and spirit continue to live? Believe me, there are already too many people who have passed on from their fleshly body who now regret not looking forward to the things of God. And that can only be because they didn't believe that Jesus was correct in saying that you're only going to make it to Him by faith. Are you excited about where you'll spend eternity? These three certainly are. Here's Three for One. A man by the name of Mark Williams wrote and performed this next song. It's one of my favorites. I suppose I have a lot of favorites as far as that goes. All of them in different categories of style and delivery of message. But this one speaks about being chased by God. Now, not in a scary, creepy, crawly kind of horror picture way. Now, that might sound funny to some folks to hear, but I remember a time early in my life when the picture in my mind concerning God was that he was going to get me for being bad, and he was going to do it at any moment. I had this concept of God standing up there with a big stick, just waiting for the opportune time to reach down and whack me. I can look back on those times now and recognize that the life of drug abuse and crime that I was living out was a fairly valid reason to think that God might want to get me. But God is simply not like that. He was chasing me, and he did want to get me, all right. Late at night when everyone was gone and the lights were out, the effect of the drugs were fading, his Holy Spirit would call out to my heart of hearts and let me know that he knew that I was running from him. God loved me so much that he continued to chase after me, and all of that just to save me from myself. Just like we run after our children or our grandbabies when we see that they're heading for the bad end of something in this life. Bottom line, God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, who came into this world just to chase after us and try to deliver the love of God to us. Here's Mark Williams to sing about being chased by a loving God.
Two eyes have seen and the issue of my pride. But I am tired of playing games and playing hard to get. You've overtaken me and I cannot resist. You are chasing me.
I trust that you've enjoyed our efforts this month to bring a little musical church your way. You can go to www.highwaymag.com. It's on the front of this CD. And you'll find links to most all of the musicians that we've ever spun, either on the radio or over the past 21 volumes of Highways and Byways. Those links will take you to their websites and their music. You know, as we close out for this month, I'm thinking a little bit more about what I was saying before the last song. Mark Williams sang about being chased by God, and it caused me to recall a former part of my life when I was running from anything that might remind me about my need to deal with my sinful nature and what the consequences were if I chose not to be still and let God catch me. Save me, as I had said, from myself. These days, I can gladly say that not only have I stopped running from God, but I'm held in His hands as I travel through this life. Some have said that God is for weak people who need a crutch. Well, guess what? I am weak without Him. And it's only in Christ that I have the strength and the courage to look my pride straight in the face and say that I needed the Creator of the universe, Jesus Himself, to regenerate my spirit, to make me born again. And why? Well, unless a person is born again, they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. If God is a crutch, then give me to, or better yet, God, how about you just carry me through all the way to eternity? Yeah, I like that idea, Lord. We'll go out this month with Eve Salas and a song called Carry Me.
Just a silly game to you.